This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop. Because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we have some major breaking news. As this current crisis between Israel and Iran continues to escalate with more missile strikes, more assassinations, and us getting closer to regional war, please do not forget that this would have never happened if Kamala Harris had won the last election. In fact, I will take it one step further. This only happened because of Donald Trump's decisions, mainly his decision to pull us out of the Iran nuclear deal and also his decisions regarding sanctions and Iran. He has shown a lack of diplomacy. It seems like he got tricked by Israel and he has gotten humiliated on the global stage as his Iran deal has blown up, while his trade deals blow up if they ever even existed, while the current bill in the Senate is blowing up. It can't get passed. But let's just center here. I wrote an article recently titled, "This War Wasn't Inevitable. Trump Made It Happen. The Iran deal was working until he tore it up. Now, the region is on fire." I released this just about 5 minutes ago. If you want to read this article, it's the first link in the description. But let's start by laying the groundwork and some facts. Last night, Israel launched an attack against Iran and focused on their nuclear facilities, trying to stop Iran's nuclear program from progressing. They tried to strike Iran's nuclear scientists, and today, in retaliation, Iran struck Tel Aviv. As at the time of recording this video, there are 7 people injured in Tel Aviv. This says Iran launches counterstrikes at Israel in retaliation to attack. You can see an insane photo right here. The Middle East is in focus again after Israel launched a historic attack on Iran. Iran claims it targeted Israeli military centers. An IAEA chief says Israeli strikes destroyed the above-ground enrichment plant of one of Iran's nuclear facilities. So it's really a tit-for-tat going back and forth. And as this escalates, I want to recenter the point here. The current crisis between Israel and Iran didn't come out of nowhere. It's the result of years of reckless decisions, and none were more dangerous than Donald Trump pulling the United States out of the Iran nuclear deal. Let's just go back in time very quickly, and if you appreciate me making these videos, make sure you drop a like, subscribe below. Remember, tomorrow, no King's Protest, we are going to be live streaming it. But let's get back to the topic at hand, because I want to do a concise surgical breakdown, give you guys some facts. Back in 2015, the Iran nuclear deal, it's formally called the JCPOA, was signed by Iran and a coalition of world superpowers, including the United States. Obama worked very hard on this, and it placed hard limits on Iran's nuclear program, meaning like 24/7 international inspections were available. It helped prevent nuclear proliferation in the Middle East. For a time, it really did work. For a time, it really did act as a deterrent and make sure that Middle Eastern countries didn't get their hands on nukes. But then, the catalyst to this entire war that we're seeing right now began. Trump tore it up in 2018. Trump unilaterally pulled out of the deal because he embraces this isolationist foreign policy, just like he pulled us out of the Paris Climate Accord, which also just helped the environment and said certain countries couldn't emit certain amounts of CO2. Just like he's undermined NATO and all of our allies, he pulled us out of this deal. He reimposed the maximum sanctions. He pushed Iran to the brink. And then unsurprisingly, Iran restarted enrichment. Any sort of diplomacy or chance of diplomacy collapsed and any sort of deterrence unraveled. This person points it out well when they say, Donald Trump ripped apart the JCPOA agreement that Obama reached with the Iranian regime, imposed tougher sanctions on Iran, only to start negotiating with Iran on an agreement even more stringent than the original agreement. What a flip-flopper. What an absolute flip-flopper. And to continue here, two Israeli officials claimed to Axios that Trump and his aides were only pretending to oppose an Israeli attack in private. This is what the Israeli officials claimed, and didn't express opposition in public. Quote, "We had a clear U.S. green light," one claimed. "The goal," they say, "was to convince Iran that no attack was imminent and to make sure Iranians on Israel's target list wouldn't move to new locations." Check this out. Netanyahu aides even briefed Israeli reporters that Trump had tried to put the brakes on the strike when in reality the call dealt with coordination, Israeli officials now say. But the U.S. side has not confirmed any of this. In the hours before and after the strike, the Trump admin distanced itself from the Israeli operation in public statements and private messages to allies. Secretary of State Marco Rubio swiftly stated that Israel's attack was unilateral with no U.S. involvement. Hours later, Trump confirmed that he knew the attack was coming, but stressed the U.S. had no military involvement. Now U.S. forces are stepping in to protect Israel, and Trump has pulled us into another war after saying, say it together, that he was the no new wars president. Peace through strength, more like war due to weakness. Biden was sleepy, but we could also sleep at night because he had a steady hand. Let me reiterate one more time. This would not have happened if Kamala Harris were the president. And I also want to say, please check out my Substack. It's the first link in the description below. You can become a free or paid subscriber. Either way, it truly does help Mockler Media scale as we add more contributors, as we travel to protests and events and rallies. The Substack has stuff like this. The current crisis between Israel and Iran didn't come out of nowhere. It's the result of years of reckless decisions, and none were more dangerous than Donald Trump pulling us out of the Iran nuclear deal. That agreement, negotiated under President Obama and backed by our allies, placed real limits on Iran's nuclear program. Also, a coalition of countries that we're not quite allies with said it was okay as well, like Russia was a part of it. It wasn't perfect, of course, but it worked. Inspections were happening. Enrichment was under control. War was held off. Then Trump tore it up. He offered no alternative, no follow-up plan, no diplomatic pathway, just slogans and sabotage. What happened next was predictable. Iran resumed uranium enrichment. Diplomatic channels quickly collapsed and tensions grew. Now we're watching those tensions erupt, and what I want you to notice is that Trump, in times of crisis, does not have a steady hand. Quite the opposite. Right now on Truth Social, he's threatening Iran with crazy posts saying, 2 months ago, I gave Iran a 60-day ultimatum to make a deal. They should have done it. Today is day 61. It's just like, dude, you are so incredibly desperate that you are now talking about how Iran doesn't care about your deals. Like, Iran basically humiliated Trump by saying, we are not going to follow his arbitrary 60-day timeline. We don't give a shit. And now Trump is saying, why does nobody take me seriously on the global stage? It's like, dude, maybe because this is how you act. But to continue, Donald Trump didn't stop war. He set the war in motion. In 2016, he ran on an anti-war message. He also ran on the message of, yo, we are going to put America first and stop the war in Ukraine. Yet the war in Ukraine has only escalated due to Russia and due to Donald Trump giving Russia more leverage. In 2016, when Trump ran on the anti-war message, remember, he escalated drone warfare. He removed safeguards on drone warfare. He blocked public reporting on civilian casualties. He embraces dictators on the global stage while alienating allies. He has nicknames for Trudeau while embracing Putin. And now we're seeing a repeat of that. We're seeing a lot of people incredibly mad at Trump's behavior. Laura Loomer said, Israel is under attack. Missiles are being fired all over Tel Aviv. And Representative Jack Kimball, this is a meme account. He's not a real representative. He said, don't they know Trump is president? Obviously being sarcastic, because Trump claimed that none of this would ever happen if he were the president. Everybody would be way too scared to attack him. Well, look at this. He is the president, and this war is escalating to a new level because Israel apparently has intelligence that Iran is weeks away from producing nuclear weapons, so they had to strike. And according to that new reporting, Israeli officials say Trump approved the attack. Trump officials have given mixed messages. It's a flip-flop. It's a disaster, and I'm going to leave it at that. This crisis is just emblematic of Trump's ego-driven diplomacy, or lack thereof, zero diplomacy. He is weakening America's standing on the world stage, and he didn't just light the fire. He's like the fuse. He's the match. He's everything. If Kamala had won, the U.S. would have rejoined the nuclear deal, cooler heads would have prevailed, and the region would not be on fire. Trump does not know how to negotiate, and that's why we're here. Drop a like, subscribe to help boost this video. Make sure you share it. You can become a member below to help support this venture. I love you all, and peace out.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.